The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
Well, some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news, yeah. A Tennessee man was trying to resurrect his grandmother who passed away.
Oh, boy.
By causing $30,000 in damage to a cemetery?
What was he doing at the cemetery?
First, let me say, he's 34 years old and his name is Danny. If you go by Danny at 34,
you've made some poor choices.
Probably susceptible.
Why is it
screwing
a
up a cemetery?
Thing? Because it really does sound childish, right?
Danny.
Anything with a Y sound, the E at the end.
Can you imagine if I asked you to call me Davey?
Davey boy.
Punch me in the face.
Yeah, it's not great.
Well, Knoxville authorities responded to reports of vandalism at a church cemetery 2:30 a.m. on Monday. All right. When officers arrived on the scene, they noticed extensive damage to the cemetery, including dug up spots in the ground.
Oh, no.
Neat. Broken headstones, and they identified 34-year-old Danny Frazier, who told officers he did destroy some of the property in an effort to resurrect his dead grandmother, who was buried at the cemetery. He was arrested and charged with vandalism and criminal trespassing.
Is he a warlock? I mean, I guess you'd be a necromancer, not a
necrophiliac?
Warlock. But I feel like they're kind of kissing cousins. No, a necromancer would be a guy who can raise the dead and have armies of the dead fight for him.
So like a zombie
an
leader.
Army of dead grandmas?
Kind of like a zombie whisperer. Yeah, see, like Caesar Milan, he just...
Gross.
I'm a little confused here.
Okay.
You're saying that who can raise dead people to fight for them?
Necromancers.
Necromancers?
Yes.
And that's different from people who want to make love to dead people.
And she just got this kissy cousin.
Totally different, Dave.
Totally different, okay.
Just because you can raise the dead doesn't mean you bang the dead.
Okay, got it.
So, two different things. Years of training and witchcraft.
Do you have to train the dead, or do they just automatically know how to fight?
It's like you got to go to necromancer college or something.
There's a school for it?
Pretty sure.
University? Can you get a two-year degree?
Maybe.
Can you just get an associate's?
Can you?
All right, so some good news today as well. A Virginia woman said a scratch-off lottery ticket she got as a wedding anniversary present from her son turned out to be a valuable gift indeed. She won $1 million jackpot.
Wow.
It said $1 million, but I didn't truly think it was $1 million. Her name, Ian, do you want to try this or should I? Sharon Doris Good Burroughs recalled. Charondarous.
I believe
kidding?
It's Charondas. Charondas Goodburrows.
Charondas Goodburrows.
Whoa.
She said she has not decided. I mean, you're talking about raising the dead to fight for you.
Hey, man.
Charondas. I mean, if I give you a lottery gift or a lottery ticket as a wedding anniversary and you win $1 million, you better be sharing down that money.
That's right.
You better hook it up, Ma.
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
Anybody down for an inhaled vaccine for COVID-19? Ian, you instantly said you'd be down for this in about 1 second flat.
Oh, definitely. I would prefer this over an injection or even like a pill, to be honest with you.
Same.
Is it like an inhaler type of thing?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You line it up like the cocaine.
So you snort it.
You're cured.
So it's
cocaine, COVID, they start off the same.
That'd be kind of fun.
So an inhaled version of a COVID vaccine could, in theory, protect areas deeper in the lungs against COVID-19, where obviously it can cause a lot of damage. Experts say the first generation of vaccines are probably going to protect a lot of people, but it's the second and third generation vaccines and maybe the inhaled ones where the key components can actually help you be more immune to the damage that COVID-19 can do.
As soon as the CDC
approves
it,
into the nose or inhaled may hold other practical benefits as well. They don't require needles, which obviously,
I feel like a lot of people are scared of needles.
A lot of people are scared of needles, and just the process of getting a vaccine and having to inject it, it's a much, much longer process, right? Because you have to sterilize everything, and there has to be needles and the storing and the shipping of them and everything else. Hmm. It's more challenging, but an inhaled vaccine, they're saying, could be readily available as the vaccine
comes
out.
Keep it rolling.
Yep.
Wow. Keep it rolling. scientists. You the real MVP.
Speaking of COVID, though, there are a million new cases of COVID-19 worldwide every 3 days right now. I mean, the fact that we're this far into it and there's still a million new cases a day is kind of nutty, but not really, I guess.
Well, and then you have to think that there's like some places where it is gone. Like New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah.
Completely gone.
They have reported a total of 3 deaths since the middle of September.
That is wild.
Isn't it?
Well, it's...
What did they just say? Stay inside. Everyone cannot leave the house.
Let me correct
we'll
that.
Pay you while you're staying.
The last one was the middle of September. They reported 3 deaths since the end of May.
Wow.
New Zealand has. So yeah. Since May 29th, they've only had 3 deaths. The last one was on September 16th.
Well, we have to have football. We have to have baseball. We have to have sports here in America.
Actually, you know what? They have soccer and rugby with people in the stands in New Zealand.
Yeah. I have a friend that lives in Australia, and she was talking about how life is perfectly normal there again because of the way that they handle it. Like, they don't have to wear masks anywhere. They're just
so
out
jealous.
And about. Yeah.
I went and saw...
No masks.
Nothing.
I went and saw my parents and my grandparents for the first time in, like, 7 months. They live here, and so it's not like traveling across the country. They live 5 miles away.
But you haven't seen them because of everything going on.
Because everything that's going
on.
Yeah.
They're high risk.
Like, my dad's at risk. My grandparents are at risk. Don't want to kill my parents with, you know, if I was possibly sick. And, like, you know, we met at my grandparents' house, we're outside, you know, had like some lunch, caught up for a couple hours. But the thing that sucked the most, like, when we were ending it, like, not being able to hug my mom or my grandmother as I'm leaving. Like, I'm just sitting here and I'm going, God damn it. You know, like, what are we doing? This is like, we got to get this right.
Yeah.
And I'm just, it breaks my, I'm not an emotional person. But that was like breaking my heart yesterday.
And you couldn't hug your old Pappy Pap.
I could. Yeah, he doesn't. He don't care.
He don't want to hug you.
just nice fist bump. Nice little handshake. But we didn't even do that either. Yeah. You know. So it's like, come on, guys. Let's be like New Zealand. Bring Lord of the Rings here too.
Ooh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So Dollar General is opening. This is the most ridiculous story that we have today. I think Dollar General is opening new stores to target wealthier shoppers. Dollar General, that's literally called every other store. You don't have to do this.
Yeah, what?
Walmart?
There's plenty of places for people to spend more money. But Dollar General, the retail powerhouse known for its prices, is opening a new store aimed at higher-end suburban shoppers. The company is launching its first 2 pop shelf stores in Nashville in the coming weeks and plans to open another 30 by the end of the year. The discount chain, do you know how many stores they have?
How many?
Like 9 million or
They're in like
crazy.
Every town, right?
They had 16,000 stores, their sales, open. I mean, 16,000 stores.
A lot of stores.
An obscene amount of stores.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they've had their sales going up and up and up, 18.5% during the second quarter. Yeah. And the new stores feature a range of home and beauty goods, the majority of them priced around $5. The company said PopShelf targets women in suburban areas that earn between $50,000 and $125,000 a year.
Did they tell us the name of
PopShelf?
PopShelf.
Yeah.
What a dumb name.
Each store will be about 9,000
like,
square
it should
feet,
be like making $5 General or five.
There is that already.
$5 Sergeant. $5.
Wait, General's already the top.
I mean, this is they're not going to have as many of them. So,
mm-hmm. Who's on the $10 bill? The Hamilton? Hamilton General as opposed to the Dollar General?
Lincoln.
Lincoln would be a $5 bill, yeah. We're bad at this. We shouldn't be in charge.
Why would we name it after $5 Chuck?
Ooh.
Isn't it $2 Chuck?
It used to be inflation.
Oh.
Is it
but
really
then they
$5?
Kept the name.
I think it's $3 now.
Wait, hold on. So $2 Chuck is $3?
I believe so. Ian, can you confirm?
It's gone up. It's 2020. Inflation is no longer $2 Chuck.
Well, you can't call it $2 Chuck if it's not $2 anymore.
Wasn't there like some giant rumor that he was actually just like trying to get rid of all the wine because his ex-wife took him to court and
what?
He was like,
I don't know. And
you
what
didn't hear this?
No.
That's the reason why it was only $2 because she was getting a bunch of his money and he was like, all right, well, I'm going to make it to where you get as little as possible. So he sold all the wine for $2.
Never heard that.
Really?
What?
Oh, maybe that's just an old wives tale to keep us wives in line.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station? Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My dad gets sick. They put him in the hospital. Don't know what he has. Immediately segregate him to the COVID wing. And then charge him $2,500 on top of his insurance, which he has full coverage for medication. By the way, he didn't have COVID.
Message deleted.
Oh, cool. So they put him in the COVID wing and he didn't have COVID? Neat.
And charged him $2,500 on top of everything, man, for his time.
It is insane how expensive it is.
It's robbery.
When you do have coverage. Now, yeah. Imagine that you don't have coverage.
It's robbery.
We've said it how many times on the show that we are all one sickness away from being totally bankrupt.
Absolutely.
Just, I mean, and yeah, I think about my three kids, right? If anything was wrong with any of them, absolutely everything. But it's at any point, something bad could happen, and it just totally wipes you out. It's yeah. crazy.
It is
it's
insane. Crazy. Our system here is unbelievable, and I feel for this guy, man. Like, first off, having to worry about your dad being sick, not knowing what is going on, going to the hospital, getting put in the COVID wing, not having COVID, and then having to deal with this monstrous bill afterwards?
For medication.
Yeah, he's saying $2,500, and his dad has full coverage.
Yeah.
Neat. What's really cool is when people are refusing to take ambulance rides because it's so expensive, and sometimes it costs them their lives.
Have you ever gotten an ambulance bill before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, have you really?
Lord. Yeah, same.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I tripped and fell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, stumbling, fumbling at a college party once. They called the ambulance on me.
You got so drunk that...
I tripped in heels, yes. And I fell on a curb and had to get stitches. I have a scar right here.
Oh, on the chin. Mm-hmm. You literally took it on the chin.
Yep. And I woke up and I was like, oh.
Were you handcuffed to the bed?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but I mean, you always instantly, whenever you finally wake up, you're like, oh no, this bill's going to rock me. And sure did.
Yeah,
it's like $4,000 to go ride in an ambulance.
It's pricey. Wow. So when I woke up, I had all the heart rate monitors and stuff on.
Oh, yeah?
And I got a bit of a hairy chest.
Oh, no.
So not only did I get a insanely high bill, but like pulling those little things off my chest hurt so bad.
Probably made your heart rate even go up.
I was just like,
he's not well, he's not okay.
And then it turned into this weird kink where that's the only thing that excites you now.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I am a reader. I'm kind of also like an aspirational reader because I like the idea of reading, and I definitely do read, but my ADD gets in the way of that a lot more than is good for me, and I wish it were not the case.
Message deleted.
I feel you, man. I distinctly remember in school having some sort of reading assignment and sitting down and reading and then realizing that I was not paying attention to what I was reading while I was reading.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. And you have to reread that page over and over again.
What was I even thinking about, man? Focus, come on.
Do you guys have
so true.
Books in your house just for show?
Like every book that's in my house. No, I'm just kidding. I try and read them.
I don't have a bookcase, but I do have a shelf that does have some books on it that I refuse to throw away because I'm like, I'm going to go back and read those one day.
It's not going to happen.
I've got like several books that are like, you know, like War and Peace, Dune, some history of Motown.
Art of War.
I have
zero chance that I'm ever going to read, but I just keep them out on my coffee table. Be like, yeah, I might have read that.
I did.
Please leave a message. Get out of here.
I want to know what movie made you all laugh the absolute hardest. I mean, tears, side-splitting, gut-busting laugh. For me, Ghostbusters by far was the best. Absolutely hilarious, classic movie in my opinion. Laugh every time I see it.
Message deleted.
One of the best of all time, and I'm not afraid to admit this, over the weekend, my wife and I watched the new Adam Sandler movie.
It looks funny.
The Hubie Halloween.
Wait, what? There's a new Adam Sandler
movie?
Yes,
it looks hilarious. It has like a stand-up cast.
It does not look hilarious. It looks horrendous.
Also,
but it's actually pretty funny.
Is it all the same people? Is it the David Spades and Kevin James and,
yes, and like
Rob
SNL
Schneider?
Characters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
hates on Adam Sandler because he makes kind of bad movies. But this guy has found a way to make hundreds of millions of dollars, get all of his friends paid at the same time.
Did they also shoot it in Hawaii?
They shot in the Northeast.
Salem.
Yeah. So,
oh, okay. All right.
Which, I mean,
right.
like it looked like it was like early fall when they shot, so it looked like a nice time of year.
Yeah.
So nice location. And great movie. It wasn't like
great.
I mean, it wasn't like
that strong word.
I found myself. It's about
but this guy was talking about Ghostbusters and his favorite
and
comedy
Scooby
of all time.
Halloween
and
coming
we
in
land
at
on
Mahoney.
The new Adam Sandler
I didn't hate
film.
It. I thought it was good.
No.
I'm just saying.
You
that's
need to read a book, dude.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So I imagine this is really cool if you happen to work for a company like this, but Microsoft has just revealed a permanent remote work policy for all of their workers.
Wow.
So the tech giant plans to adopt what they call a hybrid workplace as, you know, the coronavirus is still happening. The company said its strategy is to permanently offer employees greater flexibility even after the outbreak is done. Employees can choose to work remotely on a permanent basis. And they won't have an assigned office space, but have access to flexible touchdown places at the Microsoft offices around the world. Other tech companies like Twitter and Square have said their workforce can also work from home permanently if they want to. I mean, think about if you work for Microsoft and let's say that, you know, you live in Seattle, which is very expensive.
One of the most expensive cities in the country.
And, you know, you have to go into the office every day. And then all of a sudden they go, you can live wherever you want, but you get to keep your Microsoft salary.
Oh,
and you
amazing.
You don't have to live in any particular city anymore. That's some next level stuff. I mean, imagine if you're able to work from how it changes your life. If you're able to go live on a lake in Minnesota in a small town and still have this fat Microsoft salary and
wake up with coffee in your hand with a cardigan on out on the lake each morning.
Right?
What a life-changing thing.
That sounds majestic and beautiful until you take one step out onto your porch, and that first step, you're always walking through spider webs. Always. There are always spider webs out there that next day. It's like, how many damn spiders are out here?
Then you turn into Spider-Man, and then your life is even better.
Yeah, because the spiders also get to work remotely. Like, they have it figured out, man.
I don't know. Anytime somebody says coronavirus, though, all I can hear is Cardi B.
Coronavirus.
Every time it's said.
Coronavirus.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
Coronavirus.
So we may need to stop leaving our bottles of water in our cars. Turns out at least 47 types of bottled water had toxic chemicals in them.
Yeah.
Including Deer Park Natural Spring Water.
Of course it did.
LaCroix, your favorite Mahoney.
Well, that's not a plastic.
I like that they call it
make plastic?
LaCroix natural sparkling water.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing natural about your sparkling water, LaCroix. You liars.
Well, wait. Are they saying plastic bottles only? Or because I don't know. Does LaCroix? I think LaCroix only comes in cans.
I think they're saying like anything that holds your water.
Yeah, because I feel like it's cooking inside of your car.
And as it turns out, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad
for
you.
If you drink a water that's been in your car, it always tastes funky.
Okay, but here's the
especially like in the summer.
Yeah.
Is that whenever you're whenever it's getting shipped places, it's not like they're in super cool down transport
right.
vehicles.
They're on a train or they're in a tractor trailer or whatever, and so the same thing is happening.
But they're just being cooked at all times.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we're
no.
so everything's killing us.
Do you guys have plastic bottle guilt?
No, I mean we recycle, but yeah. I mean I know we.
Yeah. I mean I recycle as well. But still, I'm like it seems like this is.
No, this is where I have the guilt is whenever I have that one water bottle that sits in my car and it's like my emergency water bottle that I like.
You have
like,
emergency water?
Or no, like say this is like half drank. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh okay, I'll just leave that in there in case I forget a water bottle for the gym.
Yeah.
And then I always forget that water bottle in my car, and then I go to the gym and I'm like, give me that $1 bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get another one, and then I get it's an endless
cycle.
Do
you ever go back and drink the one that's in the car?
No. That's where my plants.
I should get one of those. Don't you have one of those insulated bottle things? Haven't I seen you with one of those before?
Like a Brute Mate?
I don't know. Like the thing that keeps the water cold.
What do they call those things? They call them
cold water things?
Hydro flasks.
Hydro flasks?
Yes.
Hydro flask. Or like a Yeti or something?
I feel like cold water thing has a better ring to it.
No, I don't have a cold water thing or a hydro flask.
My wife has one. She uses it.
I mean, I have
it.
One for the coffee.
But I feel like I need a better filtration system at my house.
Why? Do you feel like it tastes funky?
I feel like tap water. Like I need. My parents have a reverse osmosis thing, which is cool as hell, but I ain't got that kind of money.
Yeah, I feel like
a reverse osmosis thing.
Yeah.
Dusty. How much are they?
Like $1,000.
Your water tastes dusty. Yeah, like, you're not a fair judge. You hate water.
I do, but I feel like
she
it's
was
like, you
in
know,
the studio the other day and drinking a brand new bottle of water. And she was like, ugh, this tastes so gross.
Well, it doesn't taste like lemonade. It doesn't taste like tea. Those are the better waters.
You are a toddler. That is not water.
Those are the better waters.
That is sugar water. Like
it's the best tasting water I've ever had.
Lemonade is not
coffee
water.
Coffee is better water.
That's not water. That's
all
coffee.
All things made with water.
But it's not water.
It's got water in it. Can't tell me different. Lemonade, tea, coffee.
She actively dislikes water.
A lot.
Because
does she have rabies?
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
So only one of these, believe it or not, is actually fake news, and you guys are trying to figure out which one it is, all right? So I've got three stories. All of them sound fairly ridiculous, and if you want to chime in as well, as you're listening along this morning, you can text us or call us at 833-YO-DUMMY at any time. Story number one, a hairdresser gets arrested for making voodoo dolls from his customer's hair. According to police in New Orleans, a 29-year-old whose name is Enoch Azaka collected the hair from his customers at the Old City Barbershop and then used it in black magic rituals. It's very Halloween-esque, right? New Orleans police chief said that he used his skills as a voodoo sorcerer to cause pain and illness to his victims and extort money and sexual favors. We found a voodoo altar in the store's basement with dozens of dolls. We also found baggies full of hair, each marked with the names of the customers that it came from. Doesn't that seem like such a violation? Like if you go to get your hair cut and then, you know, they normally just sweep it up and throw it away. But if you found that somebody was doing something with
saving
your
hair and making it into dolls.
God.
Even if they just weren't
sexual
voodoo
favors.
Yeah, right?
Yucky.
Oh, that's so
like
creepy.
You could just ask Enoch. I'll hook it up. It's fine. He's facing 34
give me a
criminal charges.
And then we'll talk.
Yeah, hey. Look out.
Ew,
Look at my best.
Ew.
So that's story number one. Story number two, a baby named Frankenstein is born at a Florida hospital. And this actually happened last Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Franken baby.
Their baby, Oscar Gray Frankenstein, was born at Winter Park Memorial Hospital at 2:57 p.m. on Halloween. He came after 14 hours of labor. Jennifer Frankenstein and Oscar say this is their first grandchild and their namesake being born on Halloween really is something special. Does have a 13-year-old daughter who shares the same birthday as Frankenstein, the author of Frankenstein, Mary Shelley. But Frankenstein born at a Florida hospital on Halloween last year.
Do you dislike people who always correct you? And it's like, it's the monster's not Frankenstein. That's Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein was the doctor.
Was he?
Victor Frankenstein, yes.
Victor Frankenstein. Wait, what happens
or Frankenstein.
I was going to say, what if his name is like Frankenstein and we're just over here? It's like Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, scary.
Which, by the way, hey, whoever owns the rights to Young Frankenstein, put that for sale on iTunes and every other platform. I don't want to have to subscribe to Stars to watch that movie.
That's what he's mad about right now.
Okay.
Not that there's a baby out there named Oscar Frankenstein.
That's a cute name. I like a baby. Baby Oscar? That's a cute name.
Oh, baby Oscar.
You can't
sure.
help your last name if your last name is Frankenstein.
You can change that.
I mean, you would do disservice to your ancestors.
All the other Frankensteins out there. And finally, a goat becomes friends with a tiger who was supposed to eat it.
Huh.
Timur, the goat, was meant to be nothing more than a tasty meal for a Siberian tiger living in a safari park, but the stubborn animal was sent into the tiger's enclosure as the one of the predator's twice weekly meals of live animals, which seems kind of barbaric. I mean,
right,
but
they have to be able to get the hunting.
I mean,
nature
for sure.
Is metal,
yeah.
man. Nature is metal.
It is. But they've become friends instead. So the drama played out at the safari park. This is in Russia's far southeastern corner. The park said the daredevil goat's heroics earned it the name Timur after a courageous kid from a popular communist-era children's book.
He was sure, that one.
Yeah, that one. Not all Siberian tigers are goat-friendly. However, these two have actually become buddies. And so instead of eating the goat, they are fast friends.
Do you think they bonded over like what they hate? Because I feel like that's the fastest way to become a friend with somebody is if you find something you both hate explicitly.
Have you seen that there's a dating app? I think it's called Hater. I saw it on Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is like you list the things that you hate. And so you just... You link up with somebody based on the things that you hate as opposed to the things that you like.
Yes,
way stronger.
Screw Tinder, screw Bumble, screw Hinge. If I were single right now and not hater married, I would go on to Hater.
Yeah,
it's right. So much easier.
Yeah,
Hater
Dater.
I love that. Yeah. There you go. It's easier. Just
all right.
Said.
Only one of these is fake. There's the hairdresser with the voodoo dolls. There's the baby named Frankenstein, and there's the goat and the tiger that have become fast friends.
These are all crazy. Audrey, what do you think?
I'm actually going with number one being the fake news because the number two and number three just seem so true. Yeah.
Okay.
Enoch, I'm going with him as being fake.
I want to believe the goat and the Siberian tiger are friends. I think there is a baby Frankenstein. And I think number one is fake, but not for the same reason you do. The reason I think number one is fake, because if they're in Louisiana, I think the water table is too high for anybody to actually have basements. So I'm going to say there are no basements where the altar could be. So that's why I'm going story number one is fake news, Farrah.
Oh, it's in an attic instead.
Both of you are correct.
Mahoney, great call. Great call. There was a story similar to this, but they found the hair in the attic.
It really was in the attic?
Very nice, Mahoney.
Really?
Cracked the code.
Wow.
Bro.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash!
So things that nobody is asking for, but they're here anyhow. A Lost sequel or reboot could be on the way?
I don't know how I feel about this. I love the first few seasons, like the first three seasons of Lost.
It was
Lost
the best
so
show on television, like, no question. The cliffhangers that they would have at the end of every episode. Oh, yeah. I mean, when they're sitting...
And how handsome Matthew Fox was.
Finding the bunker underground and who lives in there and just... Oh, man.
Who was your favorite? Did you watch it, Audrey?
I did, but I can't remember any of their names. Sawyer, I liked the doctor guy. Ooh, and Sawyer was a hottie.
So Matthew Fox was the doctor.
Yeah.
But then the bald guy.
John. He was my favorite.
He was just rugged. But he was just
so
like
good.
The dad
on
the violin.
At the end, though, he lost it for me. I loved Hurley.
Hurley. I forgot about Hurley.
He's still on like a bunch. He's still acting, man. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on like another like Walking Dead or something?
Hawaii
type
5-0,
of show?
I think.
I know. The whole thing was filmed in Hawaii.
And so he stayed.
He just stayed there. Yeah, and then he was like, oh, cool. There's another show coming here. I'm going to try out for
a bunch of them. I think he stayed. He's in another show in Hawaii too, so they just kept like their whole production team down there and started making these really bad shows for CBS. But I don't know if we need another Lost. Maybe I felt so unfulfilled at the end of it.
Well, they screwed it up. Like if Lost had been that good all the way through, then absolutely a reboot or a sequel would make
sense.
Started
off too many
seasons.
Yeah, you screwed it up. I mean, like the entire show just went totally off the rails. Yeah.
Lost and Game of Thrones. I think Game of Thrones ended worse than Lost did, but it was still one of those ones where it's like just such a letdown.
So what is the sequel even going to be about? Like, where
do
you even pick it up?
Could be a prequel, but I don't know.
They had so many flashbacks that I think the prequel would just be like a flop.
True. It had to be a whole new cast.
Yeah.
So Mahoney labeled this as huge news, but Benedict Cumberbatch is going to join Spider-Man 3 as Doctor Strange.
Huge news.
Doctor Strange is going to be crossing over into the Spideyverse. I am all in on this, and I think Benedict Cumberbatch and Tom Holland play off of each other. I think they will be great. I think Doctor Strange being in that Spider-Verse is going to be huge.
The Spidey-Verse.
Huge news.
Shut up.
Huge news.
I think Doctor Strange will be a better teacher than Iron Man.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I think it'll be a cooler dynamic. Maybe. Come on, Dave.
Dude, Doctor Strange, I love those movies. And Marvel has not let us down like with any of these crossovers. We're seeing Thor go to the Guardians of the Galaxy. We saw just a whole bunch of the other crossovers as well. So I think Benedict Cumberbatch coming. And there's going to be a Doctor Strange 2 that has been delayed because of COVID, but looking forward to that as well.
Yeah.
Why do you hate this? These are the biggest movies in the world.
It's not nerd culture anymore when these movies are making. When you're going, Doctor Strange is going to be a part of the Spideyverse. That strikes me as a little too excited for a 40-year-old guy.
I love Doctor Strange. I love Spider-Man.
I want to know how many capital letters were in huge news where there are also
so
asterisks
excited.
And exclamation
points. This is like
points.
The first story that he sent over.
That was all caps, by the way. Yeah. All caps.
Thought maybe another world leader had COVID or something. No,
all
it's just
cap. Captain America's.
Oh, good.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I don't know why Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly annoy me so much, but they do. They're now a full-on couple, and they're out and about dating and palling around town and Santa Monica. Yeah.
What's the over-under for how long the relationship's going to last?
I would be surprised if we get to February and they're still a thing.
Me too.
Really?
What's going to end first, their relationship or COVID?
Their relationship.
Their relationship, for sure.
Oh,
for sure.
Man. Yeah. You guys really are haters on this, huh?
No, he's just so fake.
He's a poser for sure.
His new album is really good. I mean, all of his ghostwriters are doing a great job.
He got bodied by Eminem, and then the alternative world goes, "Hey, come on over here. We'll take the guy who just got murdered in the hip hop scene and who's now
like
pretending
him.
To be a post punk Blink 182 knockoff."
He does a great show. I've seen him live. He's really a nice guy.
Every interaction I've ever had with somebody who's had an interaction with him says he is super nice. I just think it's all fake. It's boy band level, acting.
That's such a stupid take.
No,
that
it's
is
not.
Such a dumb take.
Everything is manufactured,
you idiot.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Really?
He's got a great team of ghostwriters.
You just got panty dropping excited about Doctor Strange entering the Spideyverse.
Yeah.
In a fake world.
Doctor Strange did not get killed in a rap battle by Eminem. Had he, Doctor Strange would be dead to me.
Okay.
So Jack, you don't go up against Eminem in a rap battle.
I would agree
Talk
with that.
Talk to Ja Rule.
But also, you know, stop acting like you have the playbook for how rap battles should happen.
I know how it works. Been living that life.
What life? Wait.
This guy's from the suburbs of St. Louis. He thinks he knows.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Has there ever been a time in your life where you quickly realized that you were in way over your head? You can call or text us 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. Kevin said, meeting my southern/redneck father-in-law, ex-cop, who told me the first night over drinks, I can make things disappear.
Why would you ever say something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, you're just setting this up for a relationship where I'm going to hate you forever, no matter what.
Because he thinks it's going to be out of respect.
That's not a respect thing. Like, you're disrespecting me by saying that. Like, and respect isn't a one-way
street.
Are
you threatening to kill me because I'm interested in dating your daughter?
Or no, I've been dating your daughter.
You're threatening to murder me and get away with it. I mean, Audrey, it feels like you're down for this.
I think it's hilarious.
Do you expect your husband to do this if you guys have a little girl?
I mean, who knows? I mean, let's be real.
Just shake his hand with one and then have a shotgun in the other. Uh-huh. Like that kind of mentality.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that it's funny. But I mean, not like murder isn't funny.
I don't know.
So
like,
I don't
to me,
know.
That
I know that depends it sounds if it's, innocent.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I guess it could be funny.
Yeah, if he's got like a little clown horn that goes after he says that, then that's funny. Sure.
Have a seat here and it's a whoopee cushion.
Yeah. He throws glitter everywhere. Yeah.
Those things are funny. Christopher said, the time that I realized that I was in over my head, a friend of mine in college talked me into taking some acid.
Oh, no.
Before we went to class.
Oh, God, why?
Guess what type of class it was?
Oh, no.
Public speaking.
Oh,
guess
no.
whose turn it was to speak that day?
No.
That was easily the weirdest 1 hour of my life.
He talked for a straight hour?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
It was probably like 2 minutes, but he just thought it was an hour.
An hour?
I would pay so much money to be sitting in that class.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
When's a time that you quickly realize that you're in way over your head? Christina on our Facebook said, when I had 3 kids in 4 years.
Wow.
Same, Christina.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty close to that, right?
We had 3 kids in 4 years. Yeah.
Ooh.
Our oldest is 4 and we have 3 of them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually had my first taste of like what it would be like to be a parent whenever I was 23 years old and nannying my boss's kid. And I was nannying this child like straight as it, like right as it popped out. Like it was like fresh newborn blob of flesh and like.
What a great way to describe a baby.
Did not.
They put the chick in charge who called it a blob of flesh.
I have a lot of maternal instincts. No, but I mean, it was like 3 months old.
That's pretty young, yeah.
It did not ever eat anything for me.
The thing that stood out to me is like when we had our first kid, it was the most apparent is you have the child, you're at the hospital, and you know, you're everything's going on. They're doing all the checks, and then after, you know, everything turns out to be fine, like, they go, you can go home, and you're like,
oh, but you're not going to give me some advice.
We're supposed to take this. Like, do we? Is there a pamphlet or something?
Do you guys provide the clothes, or do we have to buy those? Yeah.
How do I take this thing home? Can I hold it?
They literally will take you outside, and they make sure that your car seat is in the car and properly installed.
Nice.
Like, though, they're like,
we have to see it.
We need to see it. And you're like that. Then after I drive off, do you also like come to my house and make sure?
Because it's like when you drive a new car off the lot. It's like,
see you later.
Already lost 20% of its value.
You anymore.
Did you, we were living in Texas, and so we didn't have a lot of friends and family who lived there when you had your firstborn. Was your wife's mother there, or were your parents there when you brought the baby home for the first night, or was it just you and your wife?
No, yeah, just the two of us.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Because I feel like if my wife and I have a kid, my mom probably going to be living at the house for like the first 17 years.
Oh, yeah. No, me too. I'm bussing that bee in. Like, you're not leaving, sucker. You're raising this thing.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
A time that you realized you were in way over your head. Dan, with some action sports here, hitting my first half pipe on a snowboard, and I ate it.
Oh, I can't even imagine that.
A half pipe on a snowboard? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, depends on what age you are. I mean, maybe if you're like 14.
Sure.
13.
Sure.
You know, your body is still flexible.
One of my favorite things about going skiing or snowboarding is watching the jumps and the people that have no idea how to hit them.
Yeah.
Go over them. Oh, it's so great.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Have you ever done that before?
No. So I've never been skiing.
You've never been skiing or snowboarding, really?
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's not real great skiing in Alabama.
I'll tell you this much. As somebody that decided I'm going to learn snowboarding when I was early 30s, yeah, not a great idea.
In your 30s,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, not a great idea.
Did you bruise your tailbone to the point where
I jacked up my shoulder. Like, I kept falling on the same shoulder, and I was so worried about falling on I'm like, please not the right shoulder again, and then whoop, right on the same shoulder every damn time. I'll stick with skiing. I know how to ski. We'll do that from now on.
See, I feel like I would be better at snowboarding than skiing.
The problem is that when you eat it on a snowboard, like, snowboarding is awesome and it's a lot of fun when you get the hang of it, but getting the hang of it, I mean, you're still in your 20s.
Barely. Oh, you sucker. Are you kidding me? Do you see these tears are forming in my eyes right now?
No, you're still in your 20s. You can do it. Uh-huh. Travis said, I started my own business. And every damn day I need help.
Yeah. Like when you're the boss and when the buck stops here.
Yeah.
And you've got nobody to turn to. I mean, that is, I admire anybody who sets out to start their own business.
Matt said, when my buddy and I decided it was a cool idea to do some street racing.
Oh no.
And I got up to 130 miles per hour in my Honda. I quickly realized I best stop. Thankfully, he didn't.
Tell me it was a Civic. Tell me.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Spoiler.
And this one is just glorious. It got texted over to us at 833-YO-DUMMY. Back in my early 20s, I was at a party one night and was talking a big game to a girl saying I could handle her and another girl at the same time. So she told me to put up or shut up, and I got myself into a situation in the bedroom. Less than 10 minutes later, it was all over. Blew that golden ticket.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My least favorite type of bug is the roach, because it's just filth. And also, it's really kicking you when you're down, because if you see a roach, you pretty much know that you haven't done the best job of cleaning up your house.
Message deleted.
So my wife likes to go to open houses and check out model homes and things like that. And this weekend, she's like, oh, there's an open house. Let's go to it. And I'm like, fine. And so we did, but it was a house that I guess had been foreclosed on.
Oh, no.
And so that's why it was a good deal to begin with. Mm-hmm. And went into the casita area that they had at the house, and there was three enormous dead cockroaches
dead
on the floor. I'm like, hey, man, like, if you're doing an open house, like, maybe you want to sweep those up or something.
Because you see them. Like, well, it wasn't like they didn't see them.
They were enormous and in the middle of the floor. So, yeah, it was pretty obvious. Pretty obvious.
I don't, like, I don't know. I don't know what I would rather have crawl across my face when I'm in bed at night. Would you, like, 'cause a roach would be disgusting.
I would
but
much
a spider?
A roach no. over a spider.
One of those silverfish. You know what I'm talking about? Without legs and the little.
God, I'm so glad I haven't seen one of those in my house in a long time.
Oh, so many legs.
I didn't tell you guys yet how exciting this weekend. I was outside looking around, and guess what's back?
Are the giant tarantulas back?
They're not the giant tarantulas. I found a small tarantula, which means that they've been breeding.
Oh, so they're a whole bunch.
Just get the stick of dynamite, throw it in there.
Yeah. So there's this hill outside of my house, a rather small hill, but it's like right out in front of my house. And the previous 2 years, I have found large, like big as the size of my hand size tarantulas out there, and sprayed the hill last year, so I thought that they were gone. Turns out, no, they're just napping deep underground in their
they've got a bunker. They've got a tarantula
layer.
Bunker. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They've been plotting, Dave. Yep. They've just been waiting for the moment, and Halloween's right around the corner.
They back.
Do you have a stockpile of bananas by chance in your house? Because I know tarantulas love bananas.
I do get a lot of bananas imported from tropical locations
that
around the world.
Well,
yeah,
that very well may be the reason,
it.
Dave.
That could be it.
Was that a movie?
Yeah, that was Arachnophobia.
Oh, is that what it was? Bananas?
Yeah, like this huge spider came over and,
on a
pack
crate
of
bananas?
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
Not watching that movie.
Hell of a movie.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, to all the drivers are speeding through school zones, get a pass because all the kids are at home, or do they still deserve to be pit maneuvered? Let me know.
Message deleted.
If you are speeding through a school zone, I have had this stance for many years. The police should be able to pit maneuver you.
Yes.
Do not speed through school zones. And yes, because
you can speed everywhere else. But if there's innocent little kids walking around, and if you're going 5 miles over the limit through a school zone, I think you're a monster. If you're going like 20 miles over the speed limit,
what are you doing?
Yeah. What in the hell are you doing? And whatever you're doing is not that important.
So the question this guy has, is it okay now since a lot of people are distance learning? No, it is not okay. Still, because there are still kids who have to go to school to pick up things quite often, even though they are learning from home. So slow your ass down in a school zone.
I stand by my statement that all cars should come with a built-in harpoon, and you are allowed to deploy that harpoon one time per month in order to punish somebody for doing something stupid like running through a stop sign or speeding through a school zone.
Do you remember the old school video game Spy Hunter?
No.
Not really, no.
There was, you know, you were kind of in a James Bond-esque style car where there were cars behind you and you were trying to evade them. You could shoot out oil slicks or fire missiles. Oh. I feel like there is a distinct lack of car weaponry.
Yeah, we need missiles on our cars. Yeah, for sure.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Retail sucks. I have worked in retail a long time, and it sucks. People are just rude. Everyone wants stuff now. You never have stuff they want. It's long hours for a little money. Just retail just sucks. I would never go back to it.
Message deleted.
Audrey, you've worked in retail?
She was a was it a manager or?
At a couple different places.
I'm thinking about the Buckle stores.
Oh, no. I was just like a plebeian worker there.
An associate?
Yeah, they just had me folding clothes in the back. retail
Did all the sequins on the jeans make them harder to fold?
Yeah.
Heavier, too.
Yeah,
quite,
sure.
Added quite a bit of weight to that. I feel like everybody needs to work in either retail or food service at some point in their life to be humbled. Because you don't treat people who work in retail and food service like they suck or you're better than them, because you're not, first and foremost. And those jobs, incredibly hard.
It gives you decency. You should also have to work at a grocery store for a short amount of time so you understand the importance of putting your damn cart back, monsters.
And also don't mess up the wall, the front-facing stuff. You know how much time we spend pulling those items?
All the items come to the front, and they're facing the labels out at you intentionally, and when you go in there with your dumb hands and you mess it all up.
Stop touching everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I always go for the thing in the back. Like, I don't get the first milk. I go to the second milk.
Was that because the expiration date's supposed to be? Yeah, do you check the expiration dates?
Oh, yeah, I do. And bread, too.
I don't know why I do that. I do the same thing. I'm like, I'm not going to have this half gallon of milk
for 3 days longer.
Month.
Here's what's making news.
So if you watch the NFL yesterday, the biggest story is Dak Prescott out for the season, and who knows how he'll be able to recover. But Dak's a great guy.
If you're a Cowboys fan or not, like, he's just a good dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, and you hate to see this.
Snapped his ankle. I mean, so hard yesterday. But, carted off in tears.
Yeah, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, whether you're a Cowboys fan or not.
You
don't
want to see any young... Yeah. Vibrant athlete like that.
You put so much work to getting to that point, and then something like that happens. It just sucks. So,
but there is hope, because if we remember a few years ago when Alex Smith had one of the worst leg breaks ever,
they were going to cut his leg off.
Like, almost
just lost to
his
give
leg.
You an idea, they wanted to cut his leg off because it was that bad. And he played yesterday in the NFL, which is pretty unbelievable.
That's huge.
His family's there.
I like Alex Smith a
lot,
man.
The whole Washington football team thing, like, that
garbage
name tilts me to no end. Terrible. The worst owners in possibly all of professional sports with Dan Snyder and crew. But you can't not root for Alex Smith, right?
Good guy.
Like, just a
good
great guy. And his whole family there, just so emotional, cheering him on as he actually takes a snap and throws a completion in the NFL. You know, big deal. And in Dallas, the old Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, came in. He's the backup for Dak, and now he's going to get, I would imagine, plenty of playing time. Yeah. But really, really a bummer of a situation for Dak Prescott. So, sorry, Fortnite fans, but a California judge has ruled that Apple can continue to block Fortnite from its app store.
This seems just like a measuring game to me, like, seeing who can hold out the longest.
Yeah. Companies with billions of dollars fighting over billions of dollars. I don't have a horse in this race. I think they both kind of suck in a lot of ways. But it's interesting because Microsoft is actually going to be opening up their app store a little bit more. And most of us respond to that with, Microsoft has an app store? They do.
Huh.
Who knew? Now you know.
Well, I didn't, because I'm not an Android user.
I am not. I'm waiting on that. What do we got? One day? Tomorrow? Tomorrow is when the Apple announcement for the 12 comes out.
That's funny. Sky in our chat, watching along on Twitch, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, I prefer to call them the Washington team of football, the WTFs. It's pretty good.
Like that.
Yeah. That means current Fortnite players don't have access to any of the game's updates or new content on the iOS devices. And Epic Games said that Apple's a monopoly, and that didn't really help their case that much, because that's...
Okay, like, they're not in the gaming world? Like, I mean, I feel like that they've taken away so many... They have just done so many things and not paid out people for the creative genius that has gone behind some of the dances and the skins and all of that, and people have attempted to sue them for it, and they're
angry
worth millions
because,
of dollars,
yeah,
so
Apple,
you can't take them to the court.
30% of whatever they make, but, I mean, they're the marketplace, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's just sort of how... It works at any store, whether it's virtual or not. Yes, you could say it's a scam, but I mean, also what Fortnite is doing is definitely a scam to begin with.
Epic has their own store that competes against Steam that does almost the exact same thing. So it's just the hypocrisy.
If you don't want it in the store, then
I don't care when big companies fight like this.
No, this is stupid. This is stupid.
I really don't. I'll go play. I'll just go play Warzone.
It's the same but better.
Are you guys all amped up about Amazon's Prime Day? So
no.
that's happening tomorrow and Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, so one of the things that's made a splash is that, speaking of Apple, the AirPods have come down, so they're actually less than $200 finally.
Which, the AirPod Pros, right?
The AirPod Pros, exactly.
I have a pair. I love them. I use them every night. Yep. I sleep in them every night. I love them.
You sleep in them?
Well, I sleep with one in.
Okay.
And my ear that faces up, I sleep with that in.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So you have,
you don't turn at all?
I mean, sometimes I do, but most of the night I stay facing the same way.
Is it, you face away from your wife, I assume?
She faces away from me, and I face towards her.
That makes sense. You do face her?
We're not faced together, but I'm facing her, and she's facing the wall.
That's so sweet.
She's like, I don't want to do anything else. Your breath stinks. You smoked a cigar last night.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
So, Audrey, I really hope that you win today. After Mahoney going on this rant off air about how he hates mayonnaise on sandwiches, I have no respect for him. Not that I had much to do with.
You're just eating sandwiches with dry meat. I am eating moist meats.
Oh, okay.
I don't. My sandwiches don't need mayo on there, because I eat moist meats. I'm a dry guy.
You put stuff, moist meats, into your mouth.
That's right.
On a regular basis.
That's right.
Double meats.
Yeah. All the moistest of the meats.
Yeah.
Mahoney loves moist meats. I should get it.
Give us some dry buns on the side, just in between a dry bun.
All right, I'm going
to get out of here. Get out of this room. Leave forever.
Gross. You freak.
All right, so how this game works is very simple. There's six questions, so there is a pass today. You and Mahoney are going to be asked the same questions. For those of you that are listening along today or watching along today, wrong answers only, please, because Mahoney will have access to the chat and to the text line at 833-YO-DUMMY when he comes back into the room. So, all right, here we go. Again, one pass today should you choose to use it. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. In what city is the Baseball Hall of Fame located?
The Baseball Hall of Fame is, I'm going to pass, but I'm also going to say Philadelphia or something.
Okay, good pass, because no, it is not Philadelphia. Okay. It is Cooperstown.
Oh, yeah, Cooperstown. Okay. Everyone knows that.
Question number two, your pass is gone. Who was the first person to complete a solo flight across the Atlantic?
That would be a woman, and her name, that would be the Wright brothers. No. That would be...
Neither of the Wright brothers were female or identified.
Oh, wait, no, but I... Well, no, and then he started shaking his head, so I changed my answer.
The Wright brothers were the first in flight, but they did not fly across the Atlantic Ocean.
Who was...
Charles Lindbergh is who you're looking for.
What
Charles
are these Lindbergh. Questions?
You were thinking of Amelia Earhart, the first woman.
Yeah, I was.
We were getting there.
Charles Lindbergh.
he's pretty famous.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Why are you not...
Okay.
It's not like even a generational
never
thing.
Heard. I've never heard of Mr. Charles Lindbergh before. Or in
or
my
his baby?
Life.
Okay.
Okay.
Question number three. The rupee is the form of currency used in what country?
In India.
Yes. Audrey on the board with one. Fourth question. In what national park is Old Faithful located?
Oh, no. I'm terrible at geography and all of this. Okay. It is located in Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a guess.
What a guess.
What a total guess.
One of two.
That is the one that I know off the top of my head. Ask me another one. I don't know any other national parks. Zion? Does that count?
Question number five. Name the sport where a rider on horseback hits a ball with a mallet. Hint, only rich people play this.
Polo.
Yeah. Another good guess.
Thank you.
You got three. You're actually doing pretty good here.
Oh, no.
The
Pythagorean.
Thank you.
Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah, is A squared plus B squared equals what?
C squared.
Yeah, man.
Right.
You got four.
I don't know. Isn't that like for triangles?
No, it's so hard for me. Okay.
I don't know what that theorem is for. I forget it.
All right, Mahoney has re-entered the room. Going to be asked the same questions. There is one pass today. Should you choose to use it, are you ready, sir?
I'm sure there was a lot of collusion going on while I was outside
of
this room.
No collusion. Question number one, in what city is the Baseball Hall of Fame located?
Cooperstown.
Yeah.
Oh, because just everyone knows that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the first person to complete a solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean?
Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah. Audrey acted
what?
Like
who
nobody
just knows
knew
this?
That's
Mahoney wrote these
you
questions.
You never went to an aviation museum or anything when you were a kid?
The Lindbergh baby.
I mean, I might have, but I did not. The
Spirit
Lindbergh
of St.
Baby.
Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a St. Louis.
No, it was just called
specific
question. That's what his plane was called. He didn't leave from St. Louis.
Well, maybe
I'm going to fly across the Atlantic for the first time, but I'm going to start
in the middle.
Where did he start from?
Like New York.
The rupee is the form of currency used in what country? You do have a pass.
Oh, India.
Yeah. Three for three. Here we go. On to question number four. In what national park is Old Faithful located?
Old Faithful is located at Yosemite.
It is not.
Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone is what
same difference. They start with the Y.
It is not.
They're parks.
Name the sport where a rider on horseback hits a ball with a mallet.
Polo.
Yeah. Mahoney, well done. You got four correct today. Unfortunately for you, Audrey did as well. She wins.
No, she did.
Yep.
No, she did.
Yeah, she did.
Collusion. I'm the best.
Nope.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Welcome back to my
So, Mahoney, you mentioned it earlier. You saw your grandparents for the first time since the whole pandemic began.
January, February, yeah.
Yeah.
And they lived
yesterday.
Here.
Yeah, they live in town, but you hadn't seen them because of everything going on with COVID.
They're in their 80s.
A lot of people are trying to figure out what to do, especially with the holidays coming up, right? Because they want to see family and friends, but at the same time, you don't want to expose yourself. What do you guys think about this? 30% of Americans will take guest temperatures before allowing them into their house. Would you be annoyed and or offended if you went over to someone's house and they had one of those little guns? You know what I'm talking about?
Little forehead guns.
I feel like if I went to anybody's house, I would trust them and I would think they would trust me. Like if I was going into somebody's house.
Yeah.
So I would just be kind of like annoyed by it a little bit if you didn't think that I was...
It wouldn't bother me.
I think that if you trust me enough to come over to your house in the first place...
That's what I'm saying here.
Yeah, but people are fairly stupid.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know, why are they coming over to your house, or why are you going to their house if they're that stupid?
People are deniers of their... Especially when it comes to health.
But if they are, then I'm not going... Like, if I know...
Then don't invite me.
Yeah, then I'm not inviting them.
Or, like, don't invite the people who you think are stupid enough to where they would come into your house and be sick.
Yeah, I agree that. Like, but if I was sick...
What if you're related to them?
Yeah, I know. I agree with you.
You've got a big totally family. Agree. I have a very small family, so that's... I think we have a divergence in how we handle holidays.
Fair enough. But I'm saying, you know, like, what if it's a kid, you know, that doesn't even know that they're sick?
The parents should have taken their temperature beforehand.
But, I mean, again, like, you'd be offended if somebody had, like, one of those little things and they're like...
If it's... Know. They invited me over for Thanksgiving, I would just be like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm not denying science. I check my temperature twice a day. If I wasn't feeling good...
So you're a guy that's taking your temperature twice a day.
Yes, absolutely.
And you would somehow be bothered by the fact that... I mean, if to walk else? Into a, to walk I into invite, a store, you have to...
So if you came over to my house and I took your temperature, you're saying you wouldn't be like, what are you doing?
No.
I trust you to take care of your own health situation. So that's why, like, I would invite you over.
Yeah, there's a level of trust and also, like, self-responsibility that I think goes into this. It's like, I trust you to come over to my house and not be sick, but at the same time, I'm not going to invite you if I think that... But
You're out there, you're going to the clubs, okay. And you're going to the Dolphins game with 65,000 people.
I wouldn't be offended. I wouldn't use Mahoney's word. I wouldn't be offended if somebody uses
annoyed.
It.
Maybe annoyed.
I think that I would just be like, oh, this is odd.
Okay, I'll say this much. About 85% of the humans that I know all swear that they had COVID back in January and got over it.
I don't think I had it.
What?
I said, I don't think I had it.
No, but
at one point, I feel like we all were like, well, maybe.
Yeah, there's almost everyone that I know, including very intelligent people, are like, I probably had it in January, so I'm immune to it.
You're no,
like,
I don't. No. I mean, who thinks that?
A bunch of people said that to me.
Oh, those people are dumb.
I can think of one person who says he had it and now is completely cured of it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
One very, very tan person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it tan? Is it tan? Is that a tan?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know they had a tanning bed. I
just thought it was maybe some makeup. I don't know. But so, no.
What is the color palette? What Cheeto color palette? Is that?
That's just called Cheeto dust.
Cheeto
I will lick it. Just let me like,
lick it off.
Ew.
What?
You're gonna lick the Cheeto. Oh, I guess off of your own fingers.
Off my fingers. Oh, okay. Not off somebody's face.
That's what I thought that you meant.
Would it be sexy if your husband was eating Cheetos and he was like, hey, baby. And
come
he like,
lick this off my finger.
Seductively licks it off his own finger?
No
is that doing
way.
For
you? It's never seductive. Like when you have that Dorito dust on your hands, you're always just licking your hand like you're a dog.
They can make Doritos so without the dust. That would taste the exact same. Why don't they do that?
I don't know.
Why? My fingers
can
turn
really?
Orange.
Can they really?
Yes. But they keep the dust because it's just part of the experience.
Do you know finger looking good.
Do you know what we need to invent? A Dorito glove.
I mean, isn't that
no,
just
no,
like
no, but
a
part
plastic?
Of the fun is kind of like licking it off your fingers. And
so you say, okay.
Yeah. But it gets in your nail beds and then they're like
the
orange for like
one
2 days.
That I hate the most is the Fire Hot Cheetos. Whatever the Fire Hot Cheetos, because you can lick that ish off of your finger and it's still like... absolutely fire red
yeah,
on your
there,
fingers.
There is evidence that you have been eating the fire Cheetos for about a week after.
Yes. Like, nope, I didn't eat them.
Speaking of dogs, a dog food recall is going on right now. Sunshine Mills, they initially recalled select dog food products in early September due to potential presence of toxic in their product. Toxins in their product, rather. But they're saying the byproduct is naturally occurring mold that might grow on a variety of crops well as the pet food. So here's the dog food brands need to be aware of. Field Trial, Good Dog, Champ, Hunter Special, Old Glory, Paws Happy Life, Pet Expert Retriever, River Bend, Sportsman's Pride, Sprout, Thrifty, Top Runner, and Whiskers and Tails Adult Recipe.
Okay.
That's a lot,
I have never heard of any of these brands. They must be very expensive.
But if you're feeding your dog any of these brands, you need to pull it.
Recall.
Am I the only one who's kind of weirded out by the food that is called Whiskers and Tails?
It's Whiskers and Tails Adult Recipe.
That's some furries.
No, I feel like you. It just sounds like nails and teeth. Adult Recipe. It just sounds gross.
That doesn't sound sexy to you?
No.
Whiskers and Tails.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a what they would call like a
bad strip club.
No, like a if they
like
had
a furry convention.
If they had a dance at an old folks' home.
I feel like
Whiskers and Tails.
I feel like I imagine women with mustaches twerking.
Tipsy or toddler?
Tipsy or toddler is the game. These things were either said by a person that is hammered or a little kid. Ian has transcribed these things, and it's your guys' job to figure out which is which. Mahoney is going to go first. There's a total of five. Whoever gets more correct is going to be our winner today. Mahoney, take it away with number one, please.
Number one. I'm already at college. I gotta walk to college right now. I already have money in my bag. I have things to eat in here.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
I want to say tipsy person, but for some reason I'm leaning towards toddler, so I'm going to say toddler.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Very well done. Let's have a listen.
I'm already at college. I got to walk to college right now. I already have money in my bag. I have things to eat.
What a cute little kid.
I mean, she's prepared.
What a cute little kid.
I mean, you got a bag with things to eat. You're ahead of the game, kid.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
that's pretty much all you need in college. If you have a bag with money and
food,
things to eat in there, you are
the 1%.
King of the campus.
That's right.
Before I do mine, Dave, I would like Ian to know that I am upset that you gave me this clip to read.
I'm not. Go ahead. Take it away.
Half a mod, a boat, not you're so bad. I want nuts. I'ma eat nuts.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Pretty sure that's a tipsy person.
Yeah, it is.
Of course it is. Yeah. Sorry, Audrey.
Half a boat, not so bad. I'm nuts.
Very
what?
Drunk.
One more time.
Very
drunk.
Even
was she English?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Half a boat.
You're
so bad.
I'm nuts.
Well, it sounds like she's eating nuts while she's saying eating nuts.
Yeah.
Don't speak with your mouth full.
Okay. On to number three. keep a Q-tube. Kids can be a Q-tube. Q-tube.
Audrey. That is a toddler.
It is not.
That is a drunk.
That is a very, very drunk person. Here we go.
Sticky potato. Q-tube. Cucumber. Gives me a Q-tube. YouTube.
What is he trying to say? You're cute on YouTube?
He said YouTube.
YouTube. He's trying to say YouTube, like kids YouTube.
But he couldn't talk. He was so drunk.
Yeah, so hammered.
May have been over there.
Very drunk.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ian, on to number four.
Clip number four. I'm my butt big. I do want a big butt. Yes, I do. I want a big butt.
Audrey.
Mahoney.
No, it was
that
me.
That is a toddler.
It is.
That is, in fact, a toddler. Here we go.
I'm my butt big. I do want a big butt. Yes, I do. I want a big butt.
It's Instagram. We got to get people off Instagram. It's ruining our brains.
Have I told you guys that my kids love Sir Mix-a-Lots? I like big butts.
No, that's so funny.
And they ask Alexa to play it, and they'll just run around while it's playing. And I'm like, this song is wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, just look up the lyric videos.
They just keep hearing butts, and they think it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. All right. Fifth and final one. Yeah, put a G. All about why I was going to go to the bathroom. I'm high school correction. Right to ask your mom by.
Audrey.
Yes, Audrey.
That's a tipsy person.
That is, in fact, a tipsy person. Well done. Let's have a listen. Come on, little buddy. There you go.
Yeah, but actually, all about what's going on about the mom high school,
right? Don't breathe on his.
Right, so, ask your mom about.
Ask you.
Ian, are you just searching for drunk English people on,
this week,
on
yes.
YouTube? Okay.
This weekend.
All right. So Mahoney got two, Audrey got two, Audrey wins.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So Halloween is quickly approaching. Are you guys dressing up this year? Do you have a costume picked out?
I am dressing up for your daughter's birthday Halloween party.
Are you really? What are you dressing up as?
I can't tell you. My wife and I have a couple's costume that we will be dressing up as. Such a dork.
I'm going to say Beauty and the Beast. I'm saying Beauty and the Beast. I'm making Beauty a call the
Beast?
Right.
Are you going to be the Beast? Oh, he seems upset.
Please. I am definitely Belle.
You're Belle.
Sure. Just sweeping into the room with a flowing
my
gown.
My wife wearing an ascot? Yeah, she definitely could pull that off for sure. Way better than I can.
So there is, obviously the traditional, the witch and the dinosaur are the top two spots. But this one surprised me. Harley Quinn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did that feel like a couple of years ago?
No, man, they just had Birds of Prey just came out. It was at the beginning of the quarantine, so a lot of people missed it. Also, it wasn't that great of a movie, so a lot of people missed it because of that, too. But, like, I feel like Harley Quinn is, like, the new, like, I want to kind of be sexy and a badass.
Like a nurse outfit.
Yeah. But Harley Quinn is a badass.
To be fair, the Harley Quinn outfits are pretty sexy normally.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely a hot outfit.
But also, Cobra Kai made the list this year because of the popularity of that show, which I get. I mean, that's super easy and comfortable. All you have to do is wear a gi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walk
but you get the shirt. You got to go with the Cobra Kai one. You don't go Miyagi Dojo. You go.
No,
Cobra.
It has to be Cobra Kai. Yeah. It has to be
shirtless.
Black.
Yeah, or sleeveless.
Sleeveless. Yeah, yeah.
Gotta be sleeveless.
And then as you get drunker and drunker throughout the evening, it's totally acceptable for you to be running around kicking things.
That's great. Everybody.
It's great.
So Mahoney, Dad in the chat actually said, "Are you going in as a Monster Inc.?
No,
you're Sully and your wife is Mike Wazowski.
We will. I will say this: my couple's costume with my wife is Disney themed.
Disney themed.
It is Disney themed.
Princess and the Frog.
Are you the princess?
Probably my favorite Disney movie.
The Mandalorian also. Where do you get that?
It
has to be good. It can't be like a cheap Mandalorian. One.
Even if you spent like $300, it's still going to look like crap.
Although it would be pretty dang cute if you...
A baby Mandalorian?
Were the child.
Oh, you got a
baby Yoda?
Well, you got a baby?
Dress it up as baby Yoda?
Yes.
And then why don't you be regular Yoda?
I could be. That would be great. I actually saw a Halloween decoration this weekend in somebody's front yard, and it was just baby Yoda. It was a giant baby Yoda, and it just happened to be holding a pumpkin, because you're like, this has nothing to do with Halloween, but I like that you love baby Yoda so much that you just had it holding a pumpkin, so it works.
Well, we don't know. I mean, it is coming out at the end of the month.
Yeah,
it could be, Halloween themed.
A couple weeks away, man.
It's going to hold a mistletoe during Christmas, too.
Yeah.
Just, whatever season. Here,
a heart at Valentine's Day.
Just hold this, baby Yoda,
I love
please.
This.
They say for babies, the top costumes are Baby Shark, Baby Yoda, Baby Pumpkin, and Boss Baby.
Baby pumpkin.
Boss baby.
There is nothing cuter
than
that.
Yeah, put it in a little suit.
Oh. Yeah, but when was the last time there was a Boss Baby movie?
They're actually
always coming out with them.
There's a series.
Oh, is there really?
But it's not voiced by
Alec Baldwin.
The original people, and Alec Baldwin makes that movie. So this is something you should be aware of. Online scammers are posing as Amazon workers. So people across the country are getting phone calls claiming that something is wrong with an Amazon order or delivery, and then they'll ask for your personal information, and people are falling for it. So you answer the phone, and it's a recorded message claiming to be from Amazon stating there's a problem with your Amazon account. The messages range from fraudulent charges on a Prime card to a lost or damaged package to an unfulfilled order for an iPhone 10, and it all leads to them swiping your credit card information.
Don't you mess with my packages.
No, gosh. And I would fall for it because I definitely get about a package a day.
Yeah, most of us have a package waiting for us, or it's in the queue coming at some point. So
don't you love it when you forget
big,
what you ordered?
It's
and
the best.
It's like, oh, it's a surprise for me that I got for myself.
Seriously, the best. Oz toothpaste.
It's zip ties.
So batteries.
The other day, whoever the dumb Amazon driver was, flip-flopped the packages to my house and the one across the street. And so my neighbor got the package that I got, and then I opened the package because you don't look at the label, right? You just assume it's...
I look at the label.
I don't ever look at the label. I just rip it open. I'm like, these are weird shorts. And then I realized that it was for the neighbor across the street, and they had put my package also opened on my front door with a note saying, sorry for opening. And I'm like, I did the same thing. Here's your shorts. Enjoy.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
I was thinking that we'd start today's Redneck Report with the fraudsters, because we have a couple of those, but we have to start with the kinky priest.
What?
The kinky priest.
I don't like those two words next to each other.
Reverend Travis Clark has been arrested for allegedly recording a sex tape of himself with two porn stars dressed as dominatrixes on the altar at his church. Oh, yeah.
He's not a Catholic priest, right?
They were caught by a passerby. Did it say if it was Catholic?
No, I don't believe it was a Catholic.
Yeah. The unidentified priest. Witness saw the half-naked priest having relations with the two women who were dressed in corsets and high heels. The altar was being used as a stage. There was also several adult toys. And a cell phone was mounted on a tripod that was recording the whole thing. So, like, good idea.
Quality.
A holy dildo?
Yeah, what do you call it?
Aren't all dildo?
Is this holy water?
Wait, he was Catholic.
Oh, he was Catholic?
No.
The body of Christ compels you.
See you later. Can we?
Sacrament. Whole different meaning.
Police say the obscene acts occurred on the altar, which is clearly visible from the street.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean,
freaks. I'm not mad at you getting your freak on, but don't do it at your workplace, especially if your workplace is the church.
Yeah, man. Yeah. A Dallas woman is charged with murder over a butt implant. Pamela Burnley, 55, was taken into custody for the death of a 35-year-old lady. She had to be taken to the hospital because she paid someone, the 55-year-old Pam, money to give her a new butt. And she developed a fever and died because, yeah, as it turns out, she had no idea what she was doing. King's phone contained messages that she exchanged with a contact named Jag Booty, as well as photos that she took in front of the mirror shortly after the procedure. From the photographs, it does not appear that the procedure was performed by a physician, the affidavit states, which, of course, it wasn't.
This is so concerning.
She was injecting illegal silicone into her butt.
That happens a lot. And actually what it ends up being is almost like concrete. Have you seen
this?
Yes. It's like lumpy concrete.
Your body was not meant to have that kind. Like, there's medical grade silicone, and the stuff that you get at Home Depot is not the same. Who thinks it's a good idea to go to a back room butt implant place?
Idiots.
Like, that's how you end up dead.
Yep. A 30-year-old British woman whose name is Tara Hanlon was traveling through Heathrow Airport, and authorities discovered $2.5 million in her suitcases. She is now charged with money laundering and could spend up to 14 years behind bars. It is the largest individual cash seizure at the border so far in 2020. She was traveling through the airport in London, headed to Dubai. $2.5 million, and she thought she could just skate on through. Nope.
I mean, what is it? What are you allowed to bring? Like, was it...
If it's more than $10,000 in cash, you have to declare it.
Yeah.
So you can just bring a suitcase filled with $10K and just walk?
$9,999.
Yeah.
But that also looks very suspicious.
Yeah.
Did you forget you have $1 in your wallet?
Yeah, like, yeah. You're going to jail.
Gotcha, bitch.
So there is a couple of people that are in big trouble for fraudulently taking money that was not theirs. Outside of the story that I just shared, there's one here from Washington State. There's a worker who basically had been getting workers' compensation to the tune of $186,000 because while she was working for a utility company back in 2007, she got bit by a dog.
Oh, no.
And she said that she was so terrified of dogs that even at the sight of a dog, she would faint.
Well, I mean, the dogs get territorial. Some dogs aren't trained, and they do bite. Yeah. Like that. Mm-hmm. That is not an easy job. So I can understand why somebody like this may develop a phobia.
Right. But the problem is that when somebody went to her house, it was an investigator for the insurance company. They noticed that there was three French bulldogs, and there was also three large boxers that were there that were swarming around her. So she had six dogs.
Was it the scene from Ace Ventura?
Right. Where... Come to me, my animal friends. But yeah, so she had six dogs, and they were like,
your dog phobia.
Your dog phobia is really in effect here. $186,000 is the amount of money that she'd gotten so far. She'd been milking the system since 2007.
Is there a phobia? Can I go on like workman's comp if I say I'm just afraid of work? Just afraid of like actually going and doing work?
I mean, you do have a case. It is pretty compelling. And finally, there's a guy who is a New York wine distributor. He was actually on Shark Tank. And you might remember this, Audrey, since you're a big fan of that show as well. It was the single serve wine glass. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I do actually.
This guy is now headed to jail because...
No way.
Yeah, he has stolen more than $500,000 from investors. Ooh. Basically, they gave him all of this money and... Three investors paid him $872,000, almost $1 million, and he just stole it. He just used it for himself.
He just did nothing with it. He just did nothing with it. The product
towards the company at all. Yeah.
So the single serve wine guy is going to be single serving some prison time.
20 years of it. Yeah.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I do have a dream pet, and it's a miniature donkey. Like, I'm not really too interested in a full-size donkey. Seems like a lot of hassle and probably kind of annoying. But, like, the miniature donkeys are even probably cuter than the miniature ponies.
Message deleted.
Miniature everything is better.
Even the little Cokes at the grocery store.
Yeah, even though the little Tabasco bottles. Oh. Adorable. So
everything miniature is better. Is that
everything,
what you're saying?
Everything. When it's smaller, it's better.
This feels propagandized.
This is my platform.
Did you guys ghostwrite this?
This segment not paid for by Big Jump.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you're going to get stranded with somebody, and it's going to come down to eat. You know it's going to come down to eating them to stay alive. So now, who do you pick? I'd say it's got to be Guy Fieri. All those spices he puts in his body, he must taste so good. And the whole time you eat him, you could say, welcome to Flavortown.
Message deleted.
Slightly psychotic.
How stoned was that guy when he left that message?
What he was thinking, what human would taste the best? I hope very high.
I am dying before I eat anybody I know. I'm just going to let that be known. If we have a Donner Pass moment, I'm not eating anybody. You can go ahead and eat me if you want.
In survival of the fittest, you wouldn't eat someone?
No, man. I'm just not that. Like, I'm just like, no. I'm a picky eater as it is.
And he's a man of the people.
He could just eat you.
Yeah, he'd give his body to us.
This surprises you? I mean, he has actively said on this show numerous times, if he runs out of Blistex, he's just going to give up on life and die.
I'm just going to lay there.
So. That is, I guess it's not very shocking.
Least shocking thing ever.
Yeah, Mahoney would be the best in that situation.
I would
situation.
Be a buffet.
Very marbled. Would,
yeah.
Marbled.
And we could sleep in them.
Yeah, we could cut them open like in Star Wars and live inside of them.
Sleep inside of them?
Yeah. It would actually be a buffet, like though.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Spelling bees never really happened for me. I was never in one because I can't spell really well. But, you know, I had friends that were, and they were all devastated when they lost. And you feel bad for people because it's like those words are really hard. So I think it's cool that people can spell. But that's also a lot of pressure to do that in front of everyone. So I can see how it'd be tough, you know?
Message deleted.
I can't spell for anything.
The problem with spelling bees is it's very much like my athletic career when I was a runner. Nobody thinks it's cool to be a good runner. Just like nobody thinks it's cool to win the spelling bee. Even if you're the best in class, nobody thinks that it's awesome.
I love watching the spelling bees on TV.
I'm always impressed by those kids.
Like the national spelling bees when they go in and they got to like
You can be impressed.
For their city?
Yeah.
For their state? You got to represent.
Yeah,
I mean,
but if you win the football championship at state, everyone thinks you're awesome and carries you around and you get free meals. If you win the spelling bee, everyone's like, that's pretty cool, I guess.
I mean, but you're probably smarter than most people at that point. So, you know, like,
is that really a flex, though? I mean, to know how to spell words that you're never going to use? I mean, at this point, I've given up on learning how to spell any words because it's totally unnecessary. I've given up on math because I have a calculator with me.
Sometimes your phone messes you up all the time.
No, the phone, when I'm trying to spell something, but I can't even get
into the... You're too dumb to get even the correction?
Even in the realm, of what the word is, and then I have to go to Google.
It's always restaurant. I never know where the A and the U go.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So the doctor from Tiger King has finally been charged.
Well, he wasn't a real doctor.
The Doc was his nickname.
Right. I mean, he just goes by Doc.
Doc Antel.
Right? Doc Antel. He's an animal trainer and was featured in Tiger King. Been indicted on mistreating animals and wildlife trafficking charges.
Mm, he's also a predator of like young women and grooming them to live in their homes until and basically making them alter their appearance and gives them money in order to just to look a certain way. And,
I am so done with
he owns the Myrtle Beach Safari Park in South Carolina. Boy. Indicted on one felony count of wildlife trafficking. From the moment that we saw him in Tiger King, you're like, that guy is a creep. That guy
super
is a total
a
creep.
Everybody, so here's the thing about
Tiger. I met her when she was 16, but I waited until she was, you're like, oh.
That's called grooming.
That's gross. I'm so done with everybody from Tiger King. When you think back on it, everybody, the person who seems the most normal in that whole show, which he had a very like minuscule part, was the drug dealer from Miami in the beginning. Like, he's the one who's like, that's the only halfway decent person here was the drug dealer. Everybody else, garbage.
Doesn't it feel like a lifetime ago Tiger King was a thing?
Well, isn't Nick Cage still going to be doing a show?
Supposedly, yeah.
And so is what's the really funny...
And then Kristen Wiig, I believe, is supposed to be doing something as well. So we do have those to prepare for.
I feel like they're going to flop because we just don't care anymore.
No. I mean, it is definitely...
But I will support my boy Nick Cage, though.
Yeah, of course.
In his endeavors.
Did you see him in that pink skull jacket? I don't even know what he was working on.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I mean, what a fashion icon.
He has the
icon.
Best fashion sense of any man, besides Mahoney, obviously. Yeah.
Yuck.
Oh, I'm looking at that pink jacket.
It's like a pink leather jacket. And it's got skulls on it and Superman patches. And it's
a
just
pink
like,
poodle.
Like, who? What the hell created this? And of course, they created it exclusively for Nick Cage. Nicolas Cage saw that and he's like, I must have it.
No, they made that for a woman. And he goes, yes, that is also made for me. He's such a weirdo. That's a weird man.
I like that he just blew all of his money that he made. I mean, he was getting like $20 million a picture, and he still was broke because he was buying dinosaur skulls and castles.
You would, too.
Of course I would. He did exactly what I would want to do with the money if I had it.
He was great in Enter the Spider-Verse. What other that other movie he was just in that was like really good?
Mandy. He's been in a bunch of movies.
There's Jiu-Jitsu, which is getting ready to come out, where it's like he's a Jiu-Jitsu practitioner who fights aliens. He all in.
He will literally do anything. If you Google recent Nicolas Cage movies, there's like 40 of them.
His next biggest one, he's playing Nicolas Cage.
I'm in for
remember?
It.
Yeah, he's Nicolas Cage playing Nicolas Cage.
Do we not remember how great being John Malkovich was? Now just imagine that with Nick Cage.
So speaking of skeletons... Stan is one of the world's most complete T-Rex skeletons. We were talking about this. It was going up for auction. It has sold for $31 million.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better than what we were talking about. I think we were initially guesstimating it was going to be at, what, like $600,000, and I was like, there's no way.
Well,
$31 million sounds a lot better.
The sale of this one, I mean, there was another one that was sold in 1997, a T-Rex named Sue, $8.36 million.
Doesn't that sound like a Johnny Cash song? Okay. T-Rex named Sue,
yeah.
I'm the son of a bitch named you, Sue.
$31 million, though, for this one.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Where do you put that?
Right.
Ask Nick Cage.
In your castle, of course.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.